News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
If you're planning to have a nice coffee on the way to work this morning, you probably want to switch me off or turn off the radio, because concerning levels of fecal bacteria have been found in ice at three major high street coffee chains, according to a BBC investigation. This is in the UK. Samples from drinks at the UK branches of Costa Coffee, Starbucks and Cafe Nero contain varying levels of the bacteria. But how harmful are these findings to consumers? And should we be worried about our next coffee order? Now, Dr. Lisa O'Connor is a chief specialist in biological safety at the Food Safety Authority, and she's on the line. Dr. O'Connor, how common are findings like this? How common is it to find fecal matter in the products that we buy in the shops and eat?
Good morning. I suppose maybe the first thing to say is that test is for, it's called fecal coliforms, but not all of the bacteria that are found are necessarily directly from feces. So I realise the headlines have quite a yuck or a shock factor, but it's a general indicator test, and by that what we mean is that it's an indication that there could be poor hygiene. So we've done surveys similar to this with the environmental health officers in the HSE, because they're the people who inspect these type of premises. They would routinely take samples in a premises if they were concerned, but every year we also do these targeted surveys where we get large numbers of samples. And so the last one we did in ICE was in 2007. And the particular test we did that is probably more indicative is in a test for the bacteria called E. coli. And again, it's an indicator. It doesn't mean that feces is in the food. But in that particular survey, where we had over 1,000 samples of ICE tested, 2% of samples had E. coli present.
By the way, how does contamination like this occur?
Okay, well, the first thing is it could be the water, so the water itself could be contaminated, the water used to make the ice. I suppose in the survey in the UK, given the different locations, it's probably unlikely it was the water. The next thing, when we give advice about how to handle ice hygienically, one of the first things is to advise on storing in the ice bucket in the machine itself. But you'd typically see, we're all familiar with seeing ice buckets on bar counters or in maybe in cafes. So what's important there is that the hygiene around that is managed well. So, for example, when the ice is being transferred from the ice machine into the bucket, that the hands that come in contact with that have been cleaned before. That if there's a utensil in the bucket, that it's placed in such a way that the handle of it shouldn't come in contact with the ice. And then we found in the studies we've done in the past with the environmental health officers that if there's a lot of meltwater present, you're more likely to find these organisms. And also covering ice buckets is a good idea. So but it's around basic hygiene, really.
I suppose what this survey shows is the prevalence of germs, basically, wherever we are. Now, one of the things that gets my goat up is when I go into a certain posh hotel in this town, you notice when people put out these little saucers of peanuts on the bar counter. Now, somebody goes down to the bathroom, they come back up, they don't necessarily wash their hands correctly, they come in, they dive their hands into the peanuts, take a mouthful, then somebody else comes in and puts their hands in. Those kind of little jars of peanuts you see on bar counters, they must be absolutely a massive gathering point for all kinds of germs and E. coli and fecal matter or whatever.
They certainly have the potential to be. Environmental health officers, when they inspect these premises, would look at the practices they're seeing and would always take samples if they're concerned about a particular practice. So you're right, theoretically it's possible. You know, even the other day I was in a public toilet and I saw somebody come out and not wash her hands. And while I think hygiene has improved there, you know, people still... there are people who still don't wash their hands, and it's really important just to stop the spread of germs.
Dr. O'Connor, just before we go, because time is against us here, is there anything the consumer can do about this? For example, if you go into an ice cream parlour or up to an ice cream van, can you insist that the person serving you what you're buying wears plastic gloves?
Gloves aren't necessarily the answer, because if gloves are used badly, they can transmit bacteria as well. So really good washing of hands is the first rule. But if somebody is using gloves, they also have to wash their hands before they start to use the gloves, and then they shouldn't be handling money with those gloves.
Okay. All right, Dr. Lisa O'Connor, Chief Specialist of Biological Safety at the Food Safety Authority. Thank you very much for that.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.